You're listening to the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. This is not your typical food show. We're talking about the politics of food, the corruption of our food supply, and what you can do to stand and fight back. Now, once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to the award-winning Food Nation Radio Network on business talk radio stations across the country.
On the Business Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Yes.
I kind of just said that.
Well, no, you said Business Talk Radio Stations, and I just gave the formal name of the network. And by the way, it won't be Food Nation Radio Network for much longer.
No, it won't. It'll be the Doherty Report.
The Doherty Report. And you can follow us on Twitter right now, if you would, Doherty Report. You know, the at symbol, the ampersand.
Yep.
Doherty Report.
Because we're about to open it all up.
Oh, yeah.
We're opening up that can of...
And if you think, you know, we let loose on Time Magazine last week and on Monsanto, we're going to be doing that every week.
I'll tell you something funny. Time Magazine sent me an email asking me to subscribe. I was not on their email list.
Just out of the blue. They
decided to send me this. So that was very nice of you.
By the way, how'd that work out?
I didn't subscribe.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, we have an interview with Stacy Orell from New York Right to Know. New York is one of the major states that needs your support because they're trying to pass a GMO labeling bill. And let's hear what she had to say. We're talking with Stacy Orell. She represents GMO-free New York on their GMO labeling bill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate your time. The reason we wanted to talk with you is I understand there's some new action on GMO labeling coming up in January, and we were hoping you could fill us in on that.
Sure. Bill A3525 in the Senate, it's S3835, is sponsored by Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal, and she will be reintroducing the bill in January of 2014. In the Assembly, it's going to go to the Consumer Affairs and Protection Committee, and the chairman of that committee, Jeffrey Danowitz, has promised to bring it up for a vote.
Nice.
He won't tell us when he's going to do it, but we're pushing for early February. If it passes in that committee, it will have to go through another committee and possibly a third before it can be brought up for an entire floor vote in the Assembly.
Wow.
And a similar process will have to happen in the Senate. So it's an uphill battle, but we're feeling pretty good about it.
The other two committees, how do you think that's going to go?
I don't know. What I can tell you is that there are 150 members in the New York Assembly, and right now 47 of them are co-sponsors of the bill, and there will probably be more coming on board once they're back in Albany for the new session. So I think that just in general, the prospects for the bill are nice. I don't know what other word to use in the Assembly. I think it's going to be much tougher in the Senate. But again, GMO Free New York is now working in partnership with Food and Water Watch, Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter, NRDC, Catskill Mountain Keeper, the Green Party of New York, NYPIRG, No for New York, Brooklyn Food Coalition, and Good Boy Organics. All of us are working together to try and get this bill passed.
We also endorse the bill, Food Nation Radio Network, and we wish you the best of luck. We've been talking with Stacy Orell from GMO Free New York, and we hope you can come back on the show and give us updates as to what's happening.
Definitely.
This is a really important bill because Connecticut has already passed a bill, but it's dependent upon surrounding states and states over a certain number of citizens passing a similar bill. And the reason why is because they feel threatened by these big companies. It's gotten to the point where these big companies have so much power that they're threatening to sue the states for passing these bills. It's a really scary place to be in our history.
Right, and there are two paths that are being taken right now to see which one works. Going through the legislative process, through the different...
Has not worked.
Going through the different state assemblies or state legislatures, and taking it to the ballot box strictly to the people, as was done in California and in Washington State. And that's meeting some resistance, obviously, as well.
Well, Washington State had its own particular issues that I don't believe are resolved yet. But let's listen to Larry Cooper, co-chair in Right to Know Colorado. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We wanted to talk with you about Colorado because every state is different as far as initiatives versus whether the legislature has to vote on a measure. And you guys have a GMO labeling bill on the table. So what's going on with that?
Well, last year, the legislature in Colorado brought up some language regarding labeling of GMOs, and it did not make it out of committee. But it was very lobbyist-driven, and unfortunately, our voice was not heard. In Colorado, we have an opportunity as the people of the state of Colorado to bring forward an initiative where the people can vote for changes, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're moving forward right now with an initiative process.
So you had the option to go either way?
We can go either way, absolutely.
Are you still collecting signatures, or is this already on the ballot?
Well, here's the process. We have a hearing next week with the Secretary of State's office. They have to approve it being on the ballot. Once it's approved to be on the ballot, we have to collect 86,000 valid signatures from registered voters in Colorado.
Okay.
That will be the next piece. We obviously are in great need of fundraising to help us.
Sure.
We've hired a fantastic attorney in the state of Colorado with a lot of experience. We've hired a campaign team.
Good.
And we think it's a significant issue for the state of Colorado and the United States, but we've got to start locally and in individual states and move it out so that we have some people pay attention to this issue on a federal level.
Sure. Well, we appreciate your time. Larry Cooper, co-chair of the Right to Know Colorado. How can people get more information and donate money to you?
They can go to www.righttoknowcolorado.org.
Well, we're here for you, and we hope you'll come back on the show.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
I believe it's very important to hire a good ad agency or PR firm for this and to get the donations needed to do that. That is of utmost importance.
And you heard that in the interview with Stacy earlier from New York, just how well organized that New York machine is in raising volunteers and in raising corporate support as well. I mean, there are lessons that we're picking up in each one of these states of things that you need to do, the background organization, the very professional PR campaign that you have to run, the website, you know, having the volunteers, having corporate sponsors as well as they did in Washington. And one by one, it's all coming into place.
Of course, New York's going to be organized as New York. I would like to see that happen. That would make me very happy since
that
I was
would be
born
a
there.
Big to the GMA.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to seeing my friends there very soon. This is Food Nation Radio Network, soon to be known as the Doherty Report. When we come back, we're going to talk about a very important issue that you don't even know about.